RadioMD.com. It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Hello, your six-pack abs may benefit if you share a six-pack with your friends. This new study, and there needs to be more research, but is saying that the connection between intake of alcohol and exercisers is certainly there, and when consumed in moderation, alcohol may be a brilliant motivator to keep people working out. I think this is totally awesome. There's a guy named Mike Zamzo. He's the brewmaster and owner of Bull Falls Brewery in Wausau, Wisconsin, not far from me here in Chicago. And he thinks burpee exercises and beer will be a winning combination. So what he's doing, starting next week, in Bull Falls, they're going to host Butts and Beers. It's an exercise class that combines yoga, cardio, and beer. I personally think that's an awesome idea. They've always said that if you were somebody who consumed alcohol in moderation, that they tend to exercise more than abstainers, which is always interesting, and certainly more research needs to be done. But there's no bar things going on in this class, but they get a beer after they exercise. So they're thinking that people are going to be motivated to exercise because of the rewards that come after. I think that is awesome. What a great idea. You know, anything you can do to get people to exercise, and if you offer them liquor afterwards, I think that's just very cool, something very fun. And so as long as we're talking about exercise, which is not nearly as much fun as talking about alcohol, we're going to talk about ways to get your office better for your health. Now, you know that I'm always talking about in my office and standing up, and when I'm in front of the microphone for a long time, and then I got to stand up and march around. So here are some ways to make your office a little bit healthier. So remind yourself to sit less. You just have to do it. You just have to get up every 20 minutes or 30 minutes or so. Even if you're totally stuck to your computer, stuck to your desk, you have to get up. You have to move around. You have to move your legs. You know, people that fidget at their desk burn more calories than people that don't. So fidgeting is a really good thing you want to do. Clearing the air. You know, office environments can be nasty germ areas. So what you want to make sure to do is, you know, keep your furniture clean or the ventilation system. Ask management to keep checking that. You could get yourself an air purifier or a HEPA filter there in your office if you have an office. But if you're in like a cubicle, maybe you can open windows, get up, walk around, get some fresh air. It's really, really a good idea. A standing desk. Our own Michael Roizen, Dr. Michael Roizen, uses a standing desk or a treadmill desk. There are some really cool ones now. I haven't tried it yet. I'm on my treadmill a lot, but I don't know about working while I'm walking on my treadmill. But a standing desk is certainly coming into vogue. And there's all kinds of designs for leaning desks and standing desks so that we all don't end up like Wally. They're saying that how you paint your walls and the colors of your office have been linked to creative thinking. So green. I don't know about that, but they're saying that if you paint your walls green, that can help you to feel a little bit more calm and creative, maybe because it replicates the outside, so that feng shui is really, really important. Adding a plant, even if you're in a cubicle, add a plant. Bring a little nature into your office. It provides oxygen. It's something to look at. You know, if it smells nice, that's good. You don't want it to have too strong of a smell because then other people will complain. But it's something to look at and see it change and see it grow and care for it and give it water and provides oxygen. Really, really good for you. Maybe a little personal items. That's always a good thing. Some pictures of your kids or your dogs or your friends is always a good one. And the biggest one I want to recommend here, stop eating at your desk. Don't eat at your desk. It's dirty. The icky gets on your keyboard. It's not good to do. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.